I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Pilot Part. Still here with Jeanette.
Hola.
¿Qué tal?
Hola.
¿Tú quieres que lo haga en español? Bienvenidos todos al señor Jamie y Alex con tus partes privadas.
Oh, sounds wow. Like you're on like
that
one
was
of those
amazing.
Like a museum where you have to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Trying to change the channel goes to Chinese.
It's an audio.
Shut up.
How do you be sexy and sorry, this sounds so creepy.
Wow.
Sorry, I got yeah. But okay, how do you be sexy?
Is that what you want me to say?
I don't
know.
What do I say to my husband in bed in Spanish? Yeah, it's basically what I want.
That's literally where I was going with it.
Hola, qué rico tú estás hoy, baby. Mm.
Oh.
It's a bit of AM. What is
you
that?
You look like you're having a seizure. Yeah. <It's such> a <blink.
laughs> Get me some sugar, quick.
What I really said there is that I really needed the toilet. I'm kidding.
I need a shit, baby.
Why does it sound so much sexier though? In Spanish is a beautiful language.
It's a very what is one of the love languages? French, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese. But I think it's because it's just different. Because even for us in the USA, the British accent is like, and they always say it's like an aphrodisiac for the girls back in Miami to hear a boy come in with a tan and light eyes and be with a British accent.
That's me.
There he is.
That's me.
Yeah, it's just different. It's just anything that's super different. I
think it is. It's different.
It's exotic.
I have a friend of mine, and she won't mind me saying this. We had a wedding.
She probably will.
She probably will because you're second guessing
it. Her boyfriend is getting circumcised at age this age now, and she went, "I'm so excited because I got a new penis." And it's so true. Anything different. It's so true.
Oh, right. Like, I was like, how have you got to that from
an accent? No, because it is. It's anything different. She's like, I'm something, so excited. It's like something different.
I love that we went from accents and languages to the circumcision
of
a guy.
Is he going
to
like reintroduce? Here he is. The new guy.
He's
going to
introduce
guy.
It in Spanish. Bienvenidos a mi miembro nuevo.
Oh, God. But it is true. But with you, how long have you guys been? 10 years now?
10. We just celebrated our 10-year
congrats,
anniversary. Well, 4 years married, but we got married kind of in the same time to our dating anniversary. Yeah, 10 years. Yeah.
10 years.
Wow. It's pretty magical.
What's the secret? Come on, tell us.
Do you know what?
Speaking
like,
Spanish.
Te lo voy a decir en español para que no entiendas. So you don't understand the secret. There is no secret, honestly. I think what Ali, Ash and I fight and argue just like any other couple. It's totally normal. I think it's healthy anyway to do that.
Completely.
But I think what I love the most about our relationship, and I'm no relationship guru, is the fact that we really did not rush into any aspect of it. We were friends for a whole year before we started dating. And then when we started dating, we took that even a bit slower. And then when we moved in together, we took that. I don't know. Everything just felt like it was slow. And it, with time, nothing rushed. We really got to know each other. I mean, the whole engagement, I was like, really? Like, shocked.
Do you ever, if you're having an argument, have a dance-off? That would be so good.
I tend to win because my numbers are the feisty ones. It's the Latin ones.
To the ballroom.
And dancing the paso.
Suddenly the judges are all there.
But that's why, like, I don't know if you know, but we have a podcast that just came out not long ago.
Yes, we got to talk, and it's called
Twist and Shout, and we named it that for that exact reason, because life is all about those twists and shouts and things that just happen throughout, and obviously the pun of the dancing. But
oh, very clever.
I know.
Guys, all you listeners, go and listen to Twist and Shout if you want like an authentic.
Come on, yeah,
it's one of my favorite. Twist and Shout.
Such a tune, although we can't use it for legal reasons, but make pretend that's the theme tune.
Okay.
When you hear it.
So hold on, listen to it. Twist and Shout.
Shaking on baby now.
What? Yeah, they're thinking in their
twist
heads.
Twist and shout.
Just think in your head. So
twist and shout. Come on. Oh, yeah.
And she can and sing.
Got a few lessons off Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm a triple threat.
No, but the whole point of that podcast was because we like talking. And I think communication, it's so boring and everybody blah, 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 blah says it. But it's so true. Communication and talking, even if it's about good stuff, bad stuff, stupid stuff, whatever. It's so important in a relationship.
It's like therapy, actually.
He really is like my best friend. Mm. And when we were doing the podcast, it was so funny because even doing the podcast together, every episode, we were like, oh, that's true. Like, I never realized you did that, or I never realized I did that.
Brings you closer together.
Yeah, it brings you closer together. And so I think there's no secret to a perfect relationship. I think there is a secret in the fact that communication is key.
It's boring, it's simple, but it's so
it's
true.
It's so true.
Your girlfriend says that about you.
You know,
no, she says that you're best mates, but that's as far as it goes. Really.
Can we please have sex tonight?
Have sex tonight?
Oh, God, fine. Just I'll close my eyes again. But no, I think the great thing about Ali Ash, I tell you this, is that this is where I realised how supportive he was of you. So we strictly, you rehearse on the Fridays and watch it. Ali Ash, every single time, like a hawk, watching you and Harvey dance, seeing exactly what was going on and making sure every move is good. Come on.
Yeah.
It's just, he's, like, there's so much.
He
like,
is, honestly, I think people kind of look at him because he is quite handsome, if I do say so myself.
He is a good looking dude. Yeah, he's a good looking dude.
But besides that, I think the fact that we were friends for so long kind of made me fall in love even more with who he is as a person. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is that anybody that meets Ali Ash walks away going, gosh, I love that guy. Like, he's just that
very
guy.
True.
He's that guy that everybody really walks away feeling good.
That's what Jamie aspires to. He wants that so
you
bad.
You are that guy as
I
well.
I think people, when you said this, people walking away go, God, that guy's intense.
Yeah. It's like a sigh of relief. Like,
but
oh,
Ali Ash, I remember when Ali Ash first met Jamie, when you guys first met, he was like, Butchka, I think me and Jamie are going to get along really well.
He's such a good dude.
And then after 2 weeks, like, Butchka, I fucking hate that guy.
Ali Ash is like a sort of magical person.
He is.
It sounds weird, but he has a good aura. You know, you can feel the goodness.
He oozes kindness and love, and like, he's just one of those people that you want to keep around.
But how did you guys meet? Through dancing, though?
So we met doing a show called Burn the Floor. And at the time, I was already in the cast doing the show here in the West End, but he was flying over to audition. And when he walked in, everybody's like, oh my God, like, who's this guy? He's like so cute, all that. And I had just broken up with a guy that I had been with for a long time. So like, relationships was the last thing.
That's always the way though, when you don't want it.
And Ali Ash is 7 years younger than me.
Come on, girl.
I know. There she's rocking
go,
it.
Baby.
She's rocking
the
cradle.
About that.
See, Anyways, wow, we went there.
Yeah.
So he's 7 years younger than me as well. So I remember meeting him and going, oh God, Slovenian from another like era, because he's 7 years younger.
Because that is tricky, right? 7 years is a...
especially when it's a woman's
man.
You
never struggled with that back in the day.
No, I struggled with the different... I did.
He's literally lost for words.
You caught him. Alex.
Speak to my publicist. Get him in here now.
But I dated... my ex was 19 and I was 30.
What?
Yeah, come on, 7 years.
All
don't
right.
You?
All right.
But for me, what was hard was the just the life lessons.
The generational differences. Yeah. Like, it's the references.
But you know,
I used to watch Powerpuff Girls.
She's like, what?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You don't know what that is?
No, but it's funny because I think that's because I was so not interested from moment one. I got to just meet him as a person.
Mm.
And I remember the first time that we went out for drinks as a cast, Ali Ash got super drunk. He came up to me and he's like, can I just please buy a drink? Like, can you just let me take you out once? Just one drink. And I was like, dude, no. Like, it's not going to happen.
Did you say that?
I was like, no. Like, no. And then he turned around and he goes, I think he got a little bit like frustrated. And he turned and goes, you watch. One day, I'm going to marry you.
Shut up.
And I remember, I just went, yeah, sure. Wait for it, buddy.
Are you serious? That's what
he
said.
Yeah, he's like, watch, one day I'm going to marry you. But he said it with Slovenian accent. He's like, you watch, one day I will marry you.
And you were like, oh, okay.
And I was like, okay. Learn to speak English and then we can talk.
Mine's a tequila, please.
But he, that was another thing. He barely spoke English. So
did he not?
No, he barely spoke English when he first joined the cast. So I was, because I'm really friendly and I talk to everybody. So I started trying to like chat with him. I was like, oh, so you're from Slovenia? Yes. Oh, cool. So have you always danced? Yes. Are you excited to do the show? Yes. All right, cool, mate. Good chat. Appreciate it.
This monosyllabic, good-looking guy. That's what you thought. But it's funny because Aliash has such good humour.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's so funny. So then, but that.
But he obviously just couldn't express it.
He couldn't express it then.
He didn't know English.
But
now
honestly,
he
went away to Australia for 6 months after that point where we first met. Mm. He went away to Australia to work on the same show, but in Australia. And then when he came back from Australia, he was like, blah, 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 and just like talking away. And really? I was like, wow, it blew my mind. And that's when we really became friends and started hanging out. And
so when you first kissed, who made the move? You did. Bushka.
No.
You went
no, a girl never kisses and tells. But it was honestly, you'll kill me for saying that.
I can't wait.
We went, a friend of ours had just broken up with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And this was like Aliash's last straw to try and get me out. And he was like, look, Jeanette, you know, he's going through a really tough time. I know you and him are really close. Me and him are really close. Like, we should take him out. And I was like, really? So just me, you, and him? Like, this is a
as
bit.
As you do. Yeah,
great tactic. I love
and
that.
He was like, no, but I feel like, you know, you're the woman perspective. I'm the man perspective. Like, he needs this right now. And I was like, do you know what? Just because it's such a desperate attempt at trying to buy me a drink, I'll come for it. And we did. And we ended up going to this dinner with our friend.
And he wasn't even there.
Like, it came
Was anyone there?
No, he came 30 minutes later. Like, I think they planned it all. And then finally Santos showed up. But then when he showed up, the whole conversation, Aliash was just literally just ignoring him.
No way. He's just crying in his suit.
And then I was the one that was like trying to keep bringing him back in. But eventually his friend, we bought drink after drink after drink. Yeah. And then eventually his friend like disappeared and left.
You haven't heard from him since, actually. Yeah.
His hired friend for the night.
And we went to this place in Australia. I'll never forget. It was called Llama Bar. And it was like this like really housey disco music. And he's like, oh, let's keep dancing. And I was like, you know what? Fine, let's go. I was drunk at that point, so I didn't care. And we went and we did not stop making out for hours.
On the dance floor?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the DJ even at one point just put the light on us. It was like, to the couple on the floor.
You're like.
We were just like, we would not stop making out. I never looked back.
Yeah, but you know what? I always think that's kind of a good sign. Same with my girlfriend.
I mean, I hope so.
I hope it. But I remember because I first kissed my girlfriend, Sophie, on a plane. And we were on a flight and there was a person sitting next to us and poor them.
Was it her ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, it was her ex-boyfriend.
Poor him.
Poor guy.
But there was this girl sitting next to us and the whole flight, we just couldn't stop.
Yeah, but it was, you know, the honeymoon stage was amazing. And I think that's now 10 years later that we're still together and now married and work and life and things happen. Like, that's one of the things that Aliash and I will admit, we work at the most is keeping the romance alive.
You've got to.
Yeah.
I listened to this, I don't know what it was, someone said to me the other day, and it's, he was talking about relationships. He says, typically what happens to people is that your relationship, you just become friends.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you become friends, you don't really want to sleep in the same bed as your friend every single night. You love your friends. You love it, but you don't want to sleep in the same bed.
Can I give you my back because I want to sleep better?
Yeah. You don't want to sleep in bed with your friend every night. And you know, you don't hang out with your friend, best friend every day. You'd love to see them. So it's different. You can't let your partner become your best friend. And that's what happens a lot of the time. So you've got to somehow...
You've got to get circumcised.
It's weird because wear really tight trousers.
But dress up.
But we really like, I think also, especially both of us being in the public eye together, our relationship is under scrutiny 24/7. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody's got something to say. Mm. Everybody has the way that they would do it differently than we, whatever the case may be. Yeah. And I think we are best friends. So I kind of disagree with the fact that what you're saying, because we are best friends.
No, totally.
We talk that much. But I still fancy the crap out of him. Like,
no, listen.
He walks into the room and I still get butterflies.
That's what I mean. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Like, I'm best friends with my girlfriend as well, 100%. Yeah. But it's more where they just become friends. Yeah. And that's it. And you're just like, oh, then we're just...
But do you know what else as well? I mean, I don't know. This is just me and Aliash, but I think it really has helped us. Like, Aliash...
You have a swing. That's what you...
We use all my flexibility. It all works out great in the bedroom. No, it's because I could do a straddle. That's why our relationship is so great.
So can Jamie, actually.
I wear a saddle.
A saddle?
It's a saddle, a straddle. I can make saddles.
No, but to be honest with you, like our friends all laugh at us, but I promise you, we think it's part of it. We don't like poop or pee in front of each other.
Do not.
We do not burp in front of each other. We don't fart in front of each other.
So this is one of the secrets.
We kind of keep like the magic of like, if I wake up in the morning and I look like crap, I run to the bathroom so that when he sees me, it's not that version he gets straight away.
So you keep the magic alive.
We try and keep that magic alive because like you were saying about becoming best friends, you just do that, right? Mm. You start doing those things. But I think at the end of the day, I try and remember what it was like when we were dating. I would never burp or fart or like, you know, just to get like that. And of course, through the years, he has heard me do all of those things. But I don't get that comfortable that I just make it.
It becomes when you don't do that and you do hear it. Eventually, you're like, gotcha. Fucking hurts.
It has happened. Yeah, yeah. I was mortified. Yeah, was so bad. My face turned all the colors in the world. And Aliash was going, I heard it.
I was in a relationship like XX and we were like that. And I was picking my nose on a chair and she walked past and saw me. And I just did a backflip off the chair just to hope that she didn't see me. Just made it even more obvious.
You would rather eat your fist than see her picking your nose.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He still sees me looking like absolute crap sometimes.
Honey, you never look like crap. Come on.
Stop it. You say that to all the girls. And boys. But there is something to be said about that. Or like when we go for a dinner or we go anywhere, I try and dress nice for him, even if it is just me and him. It's so tempting to just put like slacks.
It's so true. Sophie does that. She'll never ever... anything in front of me.
Yeah. Sophie's my kind of girl.
Yeah, she just would.
You're an oversharer. Like, he'll have the door open. He'll be like, can you smell this, babe? Like,
can you smell this, babe?
Oh my God.
But I think I am like that, but she's like, no way. She would never, ever do anything like that, which I think is a good thing. I think that is a ticket to stuff that you want to keep some things.
Yeah.
I have a friend called Jamie who was.
Yourself?
Yeah, it's me. It's just me, my third person. Yeah. And there's a guy called Jamie. he came on the podcast before. He's a comedian. He actually won four BAFTAs for Slathless Flats. Jamie Demetriou.
For what,
and
sorry?
Slathless Flats.
Slathless Flats.
Slathless Flats.
I can't say that. Slathless Flats.
Slathless Flats. Good TV show. You should watch it. Anyway, he said that what he used to do on when you had like a date, he'd take a date home. And you know, you go for like a dinner, you have like cheese with it. He'd get like really bad wind. And so what he'd have to do is he'd have to go and lie on the bathroom floor in the fetus position to let it all out.
Oh,
and one time he was doing it and his date walked in.
That's even worse.
It was on the
floor.
What are
you doing?
Playing this weird game, get on the floor with me.
Oh, okay. Don't get on the floor behind me though.
me and my buddy Josh would always say like after the date, you're leaving the next day and you're finally sat in the cab and they're waving from the window and you're both just going...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But it is, I've just recently studied this long complicated but amazing course on well-being. So she's certified in well-being, Tim.
Love that. Oh, well done. Yeah. Come on.
But it is even for yourself, like, you know, looking after yourself, being looking after your hygiene, showering, like brushing your teeth every day. Those little things, brushing your hair.
Cleaning your teeth is important, actually.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, but in lockdown, you'd be surprised. Lockdown.
I was so bad during lockdown. I became like a proper slob. Like
long, bit like vile. Beard. Like, yeah. It was awful.
No, but lockdown was hard on a lot of marriages and relationships because you just fell into that kind of trap of like, well, I'm home, so what's the point of doing anything?
Eating
of it?
A lot. I got fat. Yeah. As well.
So you've done this well-being course because
I just love the subject.
I remember you love the same thing as me. You know, what's your favorite animal? You know, you
were yes, saying, yeah, we did that 4-question game.
In
I remember.
Voice, it's amazing, right? Yeah. And this determines your personality. But have you suffered with anxiety and things like that?
I have. I had my first ever panic attack.
Really?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. And it was not fun. And I heard you talking about it in your other episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a good feeling, you know? And it was scary when it happened. Thank God it was only a short one. Mm. But I think it was when we were... It was the time where we were going to go and then we weren't going to open and then things were going to become free and then we weren't going to become free. And I was in the middle of traveling backwards and forwards. Mm. I hadn't slept because I had a lot of work going on that day. Mm. And I got on this train and I just felt this insane claustrophobia because they had everybody on the train at the same time. And I got... Lights back.
All right.
Now I'm with you.
Okay, now I'm back in. Is this real?
No, but I have. I think all of us. No one is to say... Yeah. Our mental health is... crucial. Our well-being is crucial. That's physically, mentally, the soul, all of it comes in one big package. Mm-hmm. And lockdown really, really kind of got me more than ever into that, because imagine my whole life I've been so physical. My whole career has been dancing and moving and doing tours and going here and doing that. Mm-hmm. And doing this job and doing that. I just didn't stop. So when I got into that first lockdown, I went into a bit of a crazy space.
Oh, okay.
Because I just didn't know what to do with all my energy, you know, with myself.
Mm. So, yeah.
And that's when I got really into well-being. Swings. Swings, isn't it? And it really kind of helped me get through lockdown massively.
Did you meditate?
I meditate, yeah. And really? I don't do the whole...
I basically ended up like that.
Did you?
Yeah, and the second one I was like full-blown spiritualist. Yeah. Like,
you did. Can I just... Sorry, Jack. Mitt said to me, I've worked it out. And I went, what? He was... The secret to
did
life.
Did you?
You said this.
Well, meditation's pretty good.
It is.
Yeah, I needed it. I went a bit mad as well.
Yeah. I think a lot, and you know, there is a lot to be said about what meditation can do. And people think that only like the super bougie ones do it.
Mm.
And that's not true. Anybody can meditate.
So, you know, so typically we meditate 35 or 45,000 breaths a day. I can't remember which one. 35 or 40,000. We, on average, we're taking 17,000 breaths a day.
Yeah.
People don't breathe enough. So we're all up here
at
the moment. So
it's like a sense of suffocation, but that's because we're just go. And I think lockdown taught us all to really just sit back a little bit more, reflect, and create more of a like work-life balance.
But I think we forget that now. I think maybe for me personally, I'm now back into that.
Go. See, I feel like I've taken on board a lot of the stuff that I've learned through the course. So well I done. Give myself like on Sundays, I don't go on social media.
Well
I
done.
Don't check my emails. I read one of my favorite books or just chill out on Sundays is like my proper day off.
Mm.
Because I think even scrolling and being on the phone all day and like checking emails, it's
so bad for your head.
So bad. Mm. It's so bad.
Yeah, I've definitely... And
You're not good at taking time off, are you?
Oh, and the worst. And someone said to me once, said, do you meditate to me? And I went, no, I don't have time. And they said, well, you're exactly the person.
The person that needs
as
it the
soon
most.
As you say, I don't have time to meditate, you should be meditating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
My problem now that I have, I've dealt with anxieties throughout my 20s because of the show and my lifestyle, probably things like that. But my thing that I'm like obsessed with social media at the moment.
Yeah,
and I don't know why I am.
I think it's just easy. Somebody said to me that like social media has become the new like magazine. So back in the day when you were like bored or waiting for something to do, you just pick up a magazine and you scroll through a magazine and just like read it. But now that's what social media has become. You just get on your phone when you're bored and you just start scrolling. The problem is it becomes like this abyss that takes over. I have an alarm set up on my phone every night for half an hour right before I want to start getting ready to go to bed. That reminds me to get off my phone.
Yeah.
So after a certain time, I just get off my phone because if not, my brain doesn't stop. I've been there while I'm in bed, like just scrolling for an hour or two. And I'm like, why have I wasted 2 hours of my sleep doing that?
It's such a dumb thing. I've had it for like a week now where it's like, for me, it's like a popularity contest. On social media, like, okay.
They're actually considering, because I watched a really great documentary recently on this. It's like, it was a well-being documentary, but they talked about this specifically with social media does to our minds and our bodies and everything. And they were talking about the possibility of maybe taking down, first thing that you see on someone's profile, how many followers they have. Mm. And only providing that number to companies that want to work with you. So
that's a great idea.
That would really upset Jamie. Because he's worked very hard to get to nearly a mil.
No,
not
but
quite
if you think about it, obviously a lot of us use it, myself included, to do a lot of influencing work, and I work with a lot of amazing brands, and that comes down to the following that I have on my Instagram. So it's important for the business sense, but for the sociological sense of what it does to people, not seeing that number will make a huge difference. Yeah.
I think that's such a, because also my okay, for someone like us, right, who have good followings, that's hard because we're, you know, you get conscious of likes and all these different things. But for the 14-year-old, 15-year-old teenager who has like their friends have more likes or followers,
it really
than them.
Becomes.
And then also they're posting photos, right? We post photos to strangers, right? And then our friends like as well, but whatever. But we get these likes. To people who are teenagers, I feel really bad because it's just their friends.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And some of their friends aren't liking their photos.
They don't realize that all we ever do is post stuff online that we are proud of or are enjoying or want to show it off because it's one of like the coolest things we've done in the day. No one ever posts like all those shitty moments of their day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you're like 13 and 14 years old and you're scrolling through Instagram and you're going through all these hormonal changes and things that we all go through in our teens and you see all of that, you expect life to actually be like that. And it's really not.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think we just grew up in this like wonderful
Well,
place.
We grew up with Sabrina the
a teenage witch, man. Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah.
She was great. But we had no like
I'm so glad that we didn't have social media when we were growing up.
Yeah, I think like, so too. I mean, even lucky. Harvey, I love Harvey. I'm 16 years older than Harvey.
That's epic.
I still remember when he walked in and I was like, "So how old are you?" Oh, great.
Yeah, but
so
you've I'm got the great gene of looking
Aunt
so young.
Jeanette is here to teach you everything you need to know about dancing.
Your mama.
But even Harvey, like Harvey was telling me that he even struggles with it sometimes. Not emotionally, but like he hates having to post and having to do the thing because he's such a
It feels like a commitment,
really
like you have
present.
To do it.
Yeah.
Which it shouldn't be. It should be like a pleasure to do it,
yeah.
right? But it's not really a pleasure anymore.
And I think, you know, people like the Harveys of the world who are so popular and are so beloved by that specific genre, especially like teenagers and
that
early
teen,
20s.
That teen,
he's doing a really good job at trying to showcase it in a much better light than just like constantly flaunting, you know, the big money and the cars and the this and the that. That can make people feel really crap, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't. That's why he got a little bungalow and he's just like
I mean he has been showing off his house, but it's fine.
Yeah.
He's excited. It's his first house.
He's really good on the podcast. He's like, yeah, the house is massive.
Okay, take it back. I was trying to show that he was humble, but clearly
nobody is. He's so, honestly, Harvey, if you're listening to this, you're one of the greatest kids.
He won't be listening. He'll be in his Ferrari
mansion.
Yeah. He'll be hanging out in his super VIP suite somewhere. Yeah.
Would you say Harvey's the best partner? It's hard for you to say, I know, but would you say best partner you've had?
Dance-wise, it's between him and Aston.
Aston was insane.
Aston was incredible.
Aston Merigold.
I think Harvey was better at the ballroom than Aston was. Aston, it was incredible in all the Latin. Like, so
he could move everything, couldn't he?
And he was insane at lifts. Like, he could just do any lift, Aston. Whereas Harvey could do the lifts and do the Latin, but he also really, really smashed the ballroom. So I could never pick between one or the other. But I guess Harvey's is the one that got me to the final. So I love Aston, but I guess I would have to
say
Harvey.
He didn't take you all the way.
But Aston got me a glitter ball in the Christmas special.
Yeah,
there you go.
So Harvey didn't get me a glitter ball. Aston got me the Christmas glitter ball.
Yeah. Also, I just think it's so important to have shows like Strictly, actually, because people go onto YouTube nowadays and like, sometimes I'm just not sure some of the stuff on YouTube is so good.
I think BBC Strictly is probably one of the only shows that people still like
watch. It's quite unifying, whereas like, you know, everything else we watch is we're watching it separately, whereas everyone comes together to watch Strictly.
Yeah.
But also, it's just, everyone has access to so many things, and I'm sometimes not sure that people, and maybe this is me sounding old now, but like, some people, maybe I'm one of these people, they don't lead the best...
Coming from a guy who cheated about 50 times on national TV.
What we're trying to get out here?
but they don't lead the best. Example. There we go. Lead the best example. Sometimes. And I think Strictly is a show which is and perhaps BBC, but it's very sort of.
It is exactly that. It's a channel, and especially it's a TV show that is for everyone. And I think if you start cussing and like saying things that you shouldn't be saying and behaving in ways that you shouldn't behave, you have to remember there's kids that are watching that as well, and that's not the example you want to set to the younger generation.
I totally agree. Hey, listen, Jeanette. By the way, dude, we don't want to take up too much of your time because we're going to be running over so much.
Okay, and then we'll have to have part three.
Yeah, then we'll have to have part three. But I do. I want to say just the biggest congrats to you.
Thank you.
Honestly, you know, I adore you.
I adore you
you're
too.
You're just great in every way, and you're going to smash it out the park. It takes you. 100% you are.
Fast forward to the first episode.
Yeah, no yeah. pressures.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Jeanette's not saying
I have
anything.
Nothing
Jeanette,
in
say
my
something.
Head.
Say something. I've got nothing.
Oh, no, she's broken. She's broken.
I've got nothing.
No, thank you. That means
dude,
a lot.
You'll kill it. 100% you will. And you're one of these people that you can put you in those situations. And even if you get nervous, you'll just kill it.
I'll just kill it.
100%. Go and listen to Jeanette and Ali Ash's podcast, Twist and Shout. You get it all platforms, can't you?
Yep.
It's insane. Go to Instagram as well. Go and follow Jeanette on Instagram. Check out It Takes Two coming up. It's going to be insane. It's starting September, isn't
September,
it?
September, yes.
Come on.
Here we go.
That's it. So thank you so much for coming on.
No, thanks. Gracias por tenerme.
Ah, de nada.
Un placer.
De nada. That's a little slang. Listen, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Yes. My favorite quote of all time.
You're so ready for this.
I am. I live by it every day.
I love this.
All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them, by Walt Disney.
Come on!
Yeah.
That's very BBC.
Yeah.
But it's my favorite. It's my mantra. I have it up in my vanity.
I love that. Jeanette, thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.